I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's no easy thing to follow in your father's footsteps, especially if your father is one of the iconic living bluesmen of all time, the legendary B.B. King. In fact, following in the footsteps of a legendary bluesman could in itself be the basis for a 12-bar blues song. Yet B.B. King's youngest daughter, Claudette King, has found a voice of her own. She's put together a joyful and sensual debut album. It's a contemporary mix of blues, R&B, pop, and jazz, and it has a playful name. We're on to something.
Little by little, step by step. One laugh, one kiss at a time. Nothing is certain, but if I had to bet, my very last time, we're onto something. We're onto something. Baby, we're onto something. And it sure does feel like love. We're onto something.
That's the song entitled Can I Walk You to Your Car? It's from Claudette King's new CD. It's out this week, and she's with us now from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Welcome. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, we're calling this your debut album, but it really isn't. You had a previous album called Whiskey Makes Me Sin, which we can all understand. So are you not claiming that one anymore? What happened?
Oh, yes, I am. You know, because every once in a while you still get a little bit of that whiskey and you do sin. So, yes, I am.
So how come you're calling this your debut? Is this, do you feel like this is really your voice? Or
because at the time when that came out, it was basically played in Europe overseas. So no one really heard the songs. So now you're going to be hearing me. It will be a little bit of a different type of music, because that was basically jazz and blues, but this one will be a mixture of everything. So when you hear this, I'll come back again with Whiskey Makes Me Sin. Now, I'm not going to let it go, but I'm just going to bring out something else that's a little bit different.
This really, you feel this one really sounds like you. This is really you.
Yes, this is. Well, the other one was me too. It was me too, but I don't know. I feel more relaxed with this one.
Okay.
Know?
Now, yeah. Why did you decide to record this right now? You've had another life. I mean, you've been doing other things. What made this the right time?
Because my children are all grown, and you know, and my dad has been singing for a while, so I said I better get out there right now, because my dad's going to be there for a while, but I, you know, he might retire soon. If he retires soon, he's still got to have the King legacy. He's got to continue to, you know, sing and be an existing for the world to hear. And I feel that I'm that one.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask, though, about growing up as B.B. King's daughter. He had to have been gone a lot. How much time did you really get to see him when you were growing up?
Well, the only time that I get to see my father is when he comes to town. And then when he is in town, I go backstage. And first I see the performance. Then I go backstage and I talk to him about 5 or 10 minutes. And then his fans are there and I'm sitting there with him. But, you know, that's the kind of relationship we had, you know, just in and out. So not a normal relationship.
That sounds like it could be a blues song, but
you know what? I should write that down.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like a very, I don't know, satisfying father-daughter relationship. Sounds like you've made your peace with it, but
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, and every time he's around, I just can't wait to go see him so I could at least get a big hug and a kiss, because he always introduced me to his fans, and which I love that, but basically what I'm there for is him, just to hug and kiss him.
Have you ever thought about writing about that? Because there is still, forgive me to be in your business here, but I still feel a little bit of a longing. I know you appreciate the relationship you have and the musical legacy, but have you ever thought about writing about that, a song about that?
Not exactly, no, but since we're talking about it, yes, I think I will.
Okay.
I think I will, because that is a story to tell, which is the blues.
All right, well, tell us about the album. Tell us about, was there a unifying theme or idea, something that pulls it all together?
Well, at first, when I started working on this album, I felt like I was all alone. So I came up with the title, It's Easier Alone. Then I start singing it, singing these different types of music, getting involved, feeling a little bit of a different type of feeling with inside. Then I said, no, let's change the title. Let's do, we're onto something. This is something new. This is me. So let me come out that way instead of being alone.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a little bit more upbeat. And one of the songs is Isn't Peace the Least We Can Do? And I understand that you're going to sing it for us, but I'd love to hear a little bit more about it before you do.
Well, I am a Christian, and I feel that this is a message that Jesus shed his blood for all of us. Is now it's my turn to speak about how I feel, you know, how it has affected me and what things can occur to make things better for us. So let me tell the story in my words and in my song. And so,
okay. So are you ready? You're going to give us a little bit?
I'm ready.
All right, here it is. This is called Isn't Peace the Least We Can Do? It's from Claudette King's new album, We're On to Something. Here she is.
God gave us a son to spread the word. God gave us a son to spread the word. Love your fellow man, nobody hurt. War and fighting, children, they dying young. Oh, war and fighting, children, dying young.
That sure ain't the song I wanted to sing. People, don't you think it's time? Oh, people, don't you think it's time? We push war and hatred out our mind. Didn't Jesus die for me and you? Didn't Jesus die for me and you? Isn't peace the least that we can do?
All
right. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
All right.
Welcome.
So we know it's you. No doubt. No doubt. No dubbing here. Okay, Miss Thing. That's great. You know, one of the things I was thinking about listening to the album is it does have some classic blues sounds, but there are a lot of different musical influences in it. Do you agree that it has some different flavors, some different flavors and tastes? So what are some of your influences besides your dad?
Okay,
we all know about
your dad. Aretha Franklin, Beyonce, R. Kelly. Oh, my goodness. The list goes on and on.
R. Kelly, huh?
Yes. R. Kelly, yeah. I really love his type of music. I love the R&B music. And I had came up with a song. I started writing the lyrics to a song that I'm going to put together. And I would love to do it with him because I got a little thing for the man. Okay.
But
I love his music.
We'll leave that alone with any other other attributes that he may bring to that collaboration.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, let's play. Speaking of that kind of the joy that you obviously have in the work and in the music, let's play something from the CD. Let's play Playing With My Friends. Speaking of, you've got a lot of friends and people that you like and that you love to collaborate with. Here's Playing With My Friends. Here it is.
I'm gonna call a few of my buddies and a few other men I know. I'm gonna rent a hall and get them on and put on a heck of a show. Make sure we got a kitchen with an oven and a stove. We'll all get in there cooking and then I'll open the door. Playing with my friend. Playing with my friend.
So what kind of playing you're going to be doing? At first I thought, oh, I love this because this is what I like to do. Get together with my friends with a kitchen and a stove. It reminds me of when I was in college and, you know, you had to go hunt for a kitchen so you could actually cook what you wanted. But what else are you going to be doing?
No, just doing a lot of mingling around and, you know, just enjoying friends and family, you know. That's basically what I mean by playing with my friends.
You know, people think a lot about blues as being kind of down and woe is me and my man done me wrong. And there is some of that on this CD, but a lot of it is this kind of upbeat, jumpy, let's go have some fun. And I'm wondering if that was intentional, or just the way it came out.
No, it's intentional. You know, blues is, like I said before, I've told many that it's a story. It's a story about your life, what has happened in your life. Yes, we have all had downs in our life, but we all have ups too. So it's sometimes we need to hear the ups in the life. And it's not always, you know, that woe is me thing. It's also, yay is me too. So.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're visiting with Claudette King. She's just out with her debut album. It's called We're On to Something. And if you recognize both the kind of musical influence and the name, yep, you have it right. She is the daughter of B.B. King, in addition to being a fabulous woman in her own right. But if you are looking for that heartbreaker song about how some people just ain't right, it is on this album too. And, well, how about this? Do you want to pick one? I was going to pick one. I was going to pick This Ain't How I Planned It.
That's what exactly about that? What I was going to tell you.
Okay. All right. We'll play a little bit of that. Here it is.
I always thought it would be so easy. Find a man and make him a home. Well, I got this big old house now. But you know what? But I'm in it all alone. This ain't how I planned it. This ain't how I planned it. Sitting here all by myself. This ain't how I planned it. No.
Again, that's This Ain't How I Planned It. You know, I have to ask, any of these sad songs come from real life?
Yes, you know it does. Yes, yes, yes. But right now, it's a little bit, I'm in the vein of playing with my friends right now.
Okay.
I'm over the This Ain't How I Planned It anymore. That's
okay.
Gone.
Oh, well. Well, you know, what goes around comes around.
That's right. That's right.
You know, one of the things I'm wondering is that we associate, of course, your dad is one of the icons of blues, and there are so many amazing blues singers that people still appreciate. I'm thinking about, you know, Coco Taylor. I'm thinking about, you know, Etta James. I mean, some of this, but a lot of that generation is leaving us. And I do wonder if you feel that your generation, mine, the next generation, is still going to appreciate the blues. Do you think it's something that lives on? Then I do wonder whether if your dad weren't B.B. King, do you think you'd still be singing the blues? Or do you think you might be attracted to some other genre?
I think that I would still be singing the blues. Like you said, I'm probably in a more of an upbeat type of blues instead of a woe is me. But still, every once in a while, I think I would have, you know, went back to that old style of type of blues is woe is me, because there's a lot of woe is me people out there that need to hear it sometime. In fact, what you were saying about artists that were here before are slowly fading. The one particular song on my CD is Too Little Too Late. The person that actually sung that was Ruth Brown. So I'm like, it's like a remake. And so I'm like trying to let everybody know that even though the way that she sung it, you know, it was still powerful. So I'm going to do it my way and make it just as powerful as her. And hoping that she honored me by me honoring her, you know, singing Too Little Too Late.
But do you think, though, that younger people are still going to want to, your kids' generation, for example, are they still going to want to hear the blues?
Yeah, I think so. Because even though they're young, they still go through the same thing we go through. It's just maybe, and they hear it a little bit R&B. But since I've been going to my father's concert, I've been seeing a lot of young people there that enjoy the blues as much as any other type of music. So I think, yeah, I think so.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite song on the new album? I know that's like asking you to pick among your children, but which song should we go out on? Is there a favorite on there?
Yeah, go out with Too Little Too Late.
Claudette King's debut album is called We're On to Something, and you might have heard this in her musicality. She is the daughter of legendary bluesman B.B. King, but she's out here doing her thing, and we were grateful to have her from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. And we're going to go out on, what are we going out on again?
Too Little Too Late.
Too Little Too Late. All right. Claudette King, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's 4 a.m., baby. You've been out all night. You got home just in time to hear me say goodbye. My mind's made up, and I swear today, this time my heart won't get in the way. I don't doubt that you're sorry for one moment.
And for those who are fans of Claudette King's dad, B.B. King, he's bringing his signature sound as well as his almost equally famous guitar, Lucille, to the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony tonight in Washington. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Brecton Booker, Bridget Deshagas, Grant Clark, Lee Hill, Arjun Hutchins, Zishan Juwani, Sanaz Meshkinpour, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, and Amy Ta. Our editor is Kyle McKinnon. Our director is Monica Evstatieva. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She had a hand this week from Neil Tevold. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. And remember, to tell us more, you can always go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can also friend me on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.